Welcome to Trailblazers, where we explore the inspiring journeys of entrepreneurs and industry leaders who are redefining success and making a lasting impact. These game changers are driving progress in our region and around the world. Welcome back to Trailblazers on WDIY 88.1 FM, the Lehigh Valley's NPR station. I'm your host, Melody Bradford. Tonight on Trailblazers, we're exploring leadership at the intersection of creativity, legacy, and bold evolution. What does it take to lead a thriving family-owned company, scale it nationally, and still keep its heart, its culture, and its people at the center? Joining us tonight is Michelle Dembski, President and CEO of ArtSkills, a company that has grown from a family-founded business into a major player in the retail craft and presentation space with products found in stores across the country. But Michelle's story goes far beyond business. It's about stepping into legacy, earning leadership, navigating family dynamics, and bringing creativity from the stage to the boardroom and into everything she does. Michelle, welcome to Trailblazers.
Thank you for having me.
Michelle, your journey is deeply tied to both family and business. What's the origin story of your path into ArtSkills? It's a pretty interesting one.
Yeah. So ArtSkills is a family-owned business, and I have been part of that family since high school, but I was given a gift. So in high school and even before high school, I loved to sing, and so I went to school for music to be a performer, and all of my friends who graduated college and moved to New York were waitresses between shows, and I was really lucky because I would do a show, and then when the show was over, I would come work for my dad. So instead of waiting tables, I was able to be a part of the business. And I was in product development, in packaging, in art and design, in marketing. And I would go to trade shows, which led me to my husband. Yeah. So for the first 15 years of my career, I was doing all kinds of musical theater productions. And then, as I said, between shows, I would go to trade shows where I would sell or be a demonstrator of product that we were making. And across the aisle, catty corner, was this guy. And I just kept finding myself walking down towards the bathroom, which was that way. And I just kept, my glance kept gazing towards him until I just said something and we started a conversation. So, and even that was kismet because when I met Brad, we went out to dinner and I was saying, you know, what I did and where I worked. And he's, you know, I asked him, like, where did you go to college? And he said, oh, I went to a small school in Pennsylvania. You wouldn't have heard of it. And I said, well, tell me, I'm from Pennsylvania. And he said, I went to Lafayette. And I said, oh, really? Have you eaten at Campus Pizza? Which is not there anymore. But his mouth dropped. And I said, yeah, I think I'm a townie. And then it even got further. He was on the tennis team there. And his coach is the father of one of my current best friends. So there was a lot of the universe saying yes. So after awesome. I did stage work and after Brad and I got married, we decided the second part of our life was to move out of the city and have children, and both of us joined the business. So it was me, Brad, and my dad. It was great.
And we'll actually get into your dad and Brad in just a moment. But for those who may not realize the scope, what is ArtSkills today and what role does it play in the fast-paced retail space? And what's your instinct when it comes to staying relevant ahead of the curve in such a competitive environment? Because that's, I mean, that's a big
place. Yeah, retail's hard.
Yeah, we're going to get into your awards too, yeah, but wow.
And retail, you know, you look, all of a sudden you blink and another retail store is closing.
Mm,
so it's definitely a challenging market. But to answer your question, we twice a year we have warehouse sales where we allow people to come and buy product that's in our warehouse. And then we give a big, deep discounts to teachers because their important role in our life, and especially in our community here. And people will come and they will look at the product, Melody, and they'll say, wait, this is you? Like, ArtSkills is here in Bethlehem? It is the number one thing that people, they've no idea. So Just Born is here, mm-hmm. Olympus is here, mm-hmm. Crayola is here, and ArtSkills is here. Mm-hmm. We're sort of a little under the tent that people don't know that we are. I have people say to me, I thought ArtSkills was the same as Crayola. No, we're
very
totally
different.
Totally different, although before I went to college, my dad made me work at in the factory at Crayola. So I put crayons in a box, which then made me want to go to college. So we are a really big player in the Valley. We're really proud to be here. We've been here for a long time. We started on Cattell Street next to the Wawa. And then we moved down on the second floor of Sette Luna, mm-hmm. across from the old post office downtown on Ferry Street.
Okay.
And then we moved up to Braden Boulevard across from the airport. We were on the second floor there as well. And then we finally moved to the building that we are now in Bethlehem. So we've stayed in the Valley. We're really proud to be here. And even the people that we hire, the young designers we hire, often are from the colleges in the Valley. Certainly Kutztown has been an incredible school for us.
That's wonderful to hear, actually. Now, if I'm going through one of the major retailers, like Target or a Walmart,
okay. You can name it. Walmart, Costco, Target, CVS, Walgreens, and then, of course, Dollar General. We're in all of them. So I think we say every second two ArtSkills products are purchased. So
wow.
We are like one of the big guys, but I don't know. We're sort of under the tent, which I think is okay. But
and so what would be a typical product that we might see in any one of those retailers?
Yeah. So we're certainly, if you think about your Sunday evening when your child says to you, I have a poster or project due, and then the next thing that you say is when, and you know what the answer is going to be, unfortunately.
Oh, I know that too well. Yeah.
Right, tomorrow, we are your savior. Basically, anywhere you go, all of the poster product is ArtSkills, and all of the stuff that can make your sign stand out is us. But what a lot of people don't know is, yes, we make presentation, poster board, and product, but we also make a lot of do-it-yourself craft items. And we don't really compete with Crayola at all. I am, frankly, a Crayola mom. Anything that when my kids were young and it had to be washable, that's a beautiful brand. But once skills are required, thus ArtSkills, that's where we step in. So we think of really that 8 to 88.
Okay.
That's who we are. So we are everywhere you can, if you're shopping mass, we are everywhere. And we are in a lot of different categories. Another peek under the tent is that not only does ArtSkills make art, but we also make baking and jewelry and fitness and automotive and fishing, like camping gear. So that's where a lot of people don't know how wide the breadth of what ArtSkills makes is. And the newest category that we're in is toy.
And I believe, and I don't know if this was before, just before COVID, or if you guys continue it even now, but there's like support that people can call in and get
our science fair.
Yeah,
it speaks to that Sunday night blues, we used to call it. But yeah, when your child or even you have to stand up, if you don't have a career that is about standing up and presenting, especially as a parent, we want our children to be able to stand up and have the rest of the class go, whoa, that makes them feel good, frankly. Yeah. That skill, that art skill of being able to stand up and present starts with how great your project looks. And right. now today, projects are on
and how to utilize.
PowerPoint. Yeah.
yeah.
And how do you not say, and have your fingers be like all shaky kind of thing. So how do you present? We have those skills as well. But yeah, we come to the rescue. If you need a title or a layout, you know, we're there to help.
That's awesome. Now, Art Skills is a family-founded company and still owned, you know, within mm-hmm. the family. What's it really like working within a family business environment?
Well, Art Skills is currently owned by Brad, my husband, and myself. So it's that sentence, a labor of love. When I'm on vacation, I will be sitting in a pool with my phone and my headphones on in a meeting. Mm-hmm. And I never think like, oh, poor me, I'm on vacation and having to work. I'm getting to work. I'm getting to move this business forward for not only my current family, because frankly, my oldest is with us and my middle one is graduating next Saturday, so he's going to be joining as well. But truly, my executive vice president, I met when we were in third grade at March School up on College Hill. So we've been together our entire life. And so she is my family. And the other people that work very close alongside of me are 15 years, 11 years, 18 years. So all of these people, as you're asking me this question, come to my mind as they are my family. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for them and vice versa. So a family business that's run like one, and I think a lot of people say, especially in an interview, you know, we're really like a family business. But Art Skills is a family business. What's most important to me is what's important to them. Because mm-hmm. I can't do what I'm doing without them. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, your father established the company, and mom was mm-hmm. involved too, especially
Absolutely.
On the home front.
Yep.
And played a foundational role in its initial and growing success. Tell me a little bit about your dad, your relationship with him, his actual musical mm-hmm. background, because he has one, right? And what impact he has had on the leadership style and decision making that you have now. And how did you establish your own leadership identity after that, right?
Yeah. So, well, I first want to go back to my mom because she plays an integral part yeah. of our success because we had children very early on when the business was, you know, you're putting everything in it, plus your house, plus your financing things to be able to pay people's salaries. So starting a business is dangerous and you've got to be lucky and it takes a lot of it takes a village mm-hmm. and my mom stopped working. She had like a big time job at Dun & Bradstreet and we got pregnant and I just said, Mom, what are the chances that you'll play the most important role, which is to stay home with the kids? And she did, Melody. She took them to music class and gymnastics and gymboree and ice skating. She was really leading them in those really formative years. And I was able to go to work and think about work mm-hmm. because I work with women at Art Skills who have to really multitask, right, and think about where they're child is and if they're okay or if they're sick. If my baby was sick, I mean, I certainly could stay home, but she had it. So she was really, really important. Plus, she finished her third master's degree at wow. Moravian University. Wow. And now she decided to get her CPA. So, I mean, like, she's 80. So, people refer to her as, you know, my sister all the time. So she's a fabulous human being, which really a true mentor to me. My dad. So, yeah, we both went to music school. And I think it shaped who we are, how we lead, how we listen, and frankly, the questions that we ask. So I'm the luckiest human being that has ever lived. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. I made music with my dad. And if you're a musician and you're hearing this, you know what that feels like. When music resonates inside of you, when you finish a song and you sort of glance at the person who you just made little black notes become alive. It's like speaking a language that just the two of you together did without talking. We did that together. And when I was young, I remember, he played upright bass and I sang. And I would play the piano and I'd be singing a song, and he would take his bow of his bass, and he would take the page that I just sang and make it go backwards. And he would tap on it as if to say, go ahead and do that again, right? So he wouldn't even say, do that again, pussycat. He would just turn it backwards and tap, 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 which means go ahead and try again, which I love. So we were able to make music together, Melody. We were able to have lunch together. I made my dad lunch for 21 years. And I sat with him. And I mean, so many people like visit their parents on holidays and, say hello on a cell phone. But I was able to just be near him and just actively love him and learn, and certainly learn from him. So that was incredible. And we not only made a successful business together, but Brad and my dad and me, we were able to synthesize this triangle, plus my mom, right? Because she was able to watch the kids. But this triangle of my dad did the operations, Brad did the sales, and I did the product development and the people. And we didn't really cross, right? We all knew what we did best, and it really worked as that leadership, which is hard, right? A family business, a husband not part of the family, but brought in and said, we're going to carry this together.
And yet all the puzzle pieces came together.
It all really, really worked. And I have a story that's the most important that my dad has gifted me my whole life. And he told this to me when I was auditioning show after show after show. And I just called him one day and I was like, Dad, I feel like I'm like hanging from a window, and like this finger's not hanging on anymore, and this finger's let go, and this finger let go, and I'm like hanging by my pinkies, and I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should keep going or if I should like stop and do something else, or just come work for you full time or get a job. I'm just, tears and an upset 20-something. And he said, he called me Pussycat, so I can't even tell this story without saying that. But he said, Pussycat, point your toes. And I remember hearing that and thinking, point my toes. Like, I can dance, but I'm not a dancer. Why are you saying point your toes? And then it just came to me. And he just shook his head, and I said, my feet are on the ground. And he said, yeah, you know what to do. And I think in life, a lot of times we're like, and we talk to people who we count on. Should I do this? Should I do this? Should I have a career change? Should I have another child? Should I ask for a raise? All these decisions that are swirling. Often and most of the time, if you just point your toes, you know what the decision is.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Now, I want to shift gears just a little bit and talk about Brad. You've built a life, both personally and professionally, alongside your husband. How has that partnership supported or influenced your journey as a leader, and really, as a wife, as a mother? Because I'm sure there's been all kinds of different ebbs and flows to the relationship and the business and everything else. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you never know where life is going to lead. Right, you never know what's going to happen, and you can look at other people's life, and you don't know what's behind the curtain. You can say, "Oh my God, Melody, you have this perfect life, and this is all going for you and greatness." But we don't know what actually is behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. So, Brad was diagnosed with the most horrible brain cancer that you can get. And that kind of news was devastating because we have it so good. The business is doing great. Our children are wonderful. Our friends, everything. And then this bus sort of comes by. And Brad was the voice of ArtSkills. He is, we'd call him the Muhammad Ali of the butterfly that would go to all the trade shows and go to all the meetings. And he would be able to have a conversation with a stranger. And we would just go up to the stranger, hi, I'm Brad Dembski, and he would just start a conversation that would endear him to that person. Mm-hmm. And it was so important for us because we were small. And so to get a seat at the table, that was his role. It was really important. And when he got sick, that was just the worst. But the good news is he's doing really well.
That's
and
awesome.
He's doing great. He works out. He plays tennis. He's certainly still part of the business, not actively every day, but we have morning conversations and weekend conversations where we still talk about what it is and how it's working. And the fact that I have three boys, and the first one, as I said, is part of the business, and Max is doing so great, and Zachary is just graduating, and he's going to start. So it'll be even better that the boys are part of it. And my youngest right now is going to school for merchandising and marketing. Mm. So you can almost see who's going to be what, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Zachary's going to be what Brad was, talking out loud. And Max is the inventor coming up, very similar to my dad, like what's going to be the next big thing. And Jake, my youngest, is all about how things look and how they look on the shelf and how we'll win there. So I have three winners. And Brad's still very much a part of it, so we're doing great. I lost my dad in 2019, but I have all of them with me. I
mm-hmm.
hear all of their anecdotes and what he used to say and how he used to think. And same thing with Brad. You know, now I'm the person who goes out and in front of everybody, and I'm not a salesperson, but certainly I have. I like being able to talk.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to shift gears completely
mm-hmm.
here, but there's a really interesting story behind the Art Skills office space that you're in right now. Can you share how you came into that building and what makes it so unique? But interestingly enough, with your background, it kind of came full circle, didn't it? Tell me a little
absolutely.
Bit about that.
So yeah, we're located in the Star City recording studio in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So there's no recording studios, Melody, anywhere in, like, you have to go to New York if you're going to be in a recording studio. And the gentleman who built this building was a musician himself. And so he built this wonderful recording studio. And when I say wonderful, like, we're right here in this room recording, and there's not another sound because we're in a recording studio.
Right.
You can't hear air conditioning or white noise or other people. It's just the sound of our voices. And my office is just like this.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, it's just so, there's no background noise. And frankly, it's just, it's got a great vibe. And so the story goes like this. We needed to move. As I said, we were up on Braden Boulevard and we were expanding. And I had hired David, who is one of my best friends, and we met in a show. We were doing Godspell together, and he's an attorney. And my dad, we got close, and we hired him as sort of outside counsel, and my dad said one day, I think we should hire David. And I was like, David who? And he said, David, your friend David. And I said, we need an attorney? And my dad was like, yeah, you never know. But then he said, but I think he could do everything, anything that we ask. And so he was really right, including David found this building and he brought us to see it. He knew we had to move and we toured the building and it was weird. Like there's no corners. It's all circles because sound sounds so much better. And there was this big orchestra room and the offices are odd shapes because they're all individual recording studios. And he's like, I think this would be and it was just so different.
Mm.
And we were like, nah, we really want to look for like a office building. So, you know, he looked and went back to the drawing board. And then 2 years later, he just came in. He was like, look, this is what I think. I think we should go look at Star City again. It's still available. And I think it is who we are. And we went and toured it again. We spoke to the owner, and he said, I want you guys here. I want musicians in here. The only thing is I don't want you to change anything. Mm. That was sort of the what we had to deal with. We couldn't take down any walls. He said, I don't want this to be a typical office building. Mm. And so, you know, David said, this is us. We're not typical, right? We're this.
Yeah.
And so we moved in, and people, when they come to interview Melody, they're like, this building is like so cool. So our vibe, not only the humans that are in it make it like that, but it's definitely great. And it has picnic tables and our grass where we have
it's
outside
a beautiful
all the time.
Campus.
Right? It's really
it
cool.
Really yeah. is. Yeah. I want to talk to you a little bit about women in leadership. As a female leader, first of all, you guys have gotten, and you personally have gotten a host of different recognition and accolades. You've been recognized with honors like Women of Influence by Mass Market Retailer Magazine. Dollar General has, you know, recognized you with a Women's Leadership Award. I want to talk to you a little bit about not only what those acknowledgments mean to you, but as a female leader in retail and manufacturing, what has your experience been navigating spaces that haven't always been evenly represented?
So the recognition and the accolades, number one, I have to share for sure. I came from a career before this where you were in a room with 50 women who looked exactly like you. So here I am, I'm auditioning for Christine in Phantom for the seventh time. And I even have on my resume that I've done it before. So you'd think I would get a leg up, but still I'm in a room where everybody looks like me. And you have to go in and prove that it should be you. You have to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you win, you cannot be any of those roles. You can't be Maria in West Side Story all by yourself. You have to have not only the cast around you, but the musician and the light and the costume people. It is an effort. So when it comes to being recognized, I'm honored to be in the same group of humans, not even women, of humans that are recognized like that. I'm really proud of ArtSkills, what we bring to the retail community, how we partner is different, and I'm thrilled that we're recognized. When we talk about women in leadership, I'm asked this all the time. You know, how do you suggest that I, you know, navigate this? Mm-hmm. How do you do it all? I get all the time. How do I manage all the buckets? And so I talk about the buckets, and I say there are three. There's your head bucket, your heart bucket, and your wallet bucket. And as a woman, you have to decide. If I give you 100 marbles, you have to decide how you split those marbles.
Mm-hmm.
Are they, you know, evenly split? Is it 40, you know, 40-20? What's important to you? And so your head bucket is, what does your job bring to you? You know, how are you? How does the day go by so fast that you're mm-hmm. like, God, I love my job. I love how it lights me up and I can do it. I'm really good at it. And your heart bucket is how passionate you are, how you like the people that are next to you. Like, you could be paid so well and love what you're doing, but the person that you're doing it with makes you get up in the morning and be like, ooh, I can't do it. So you have to decide your buckets, and then you have to make sure that nobody says, oh, you should put a couple more marbles in that bucket, or you should not care about this, you know, put some more in that bucket. So knowing what's non-negotiable, mm-hmm. right? If you're a mom, right? If you say to somebody who's hiring you, look, I need to be home by 5:30. That's non-negotiable. If that job doesn't allow for that, then that job's not right for you. So women lead the same as men.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they should lead. They should lead with their heart, their head, and what's important to them to take care of their family.
30 seconds. What's success to you?
Success is that I get up in the morning and I can't wait to get there. And work-life balance at ArtSkills is turned upside down. We are all about life-work balance. I'm awake with you during the day. I'm hoping that when we're here for these 8 hours, you have balance. It feels good. You're around people that you like, and then work is really fun. So success is making sure we're loving what we do with people that we love, which is super easy for me.
Michelle, your story is such a powerful reminder that leadership isn't one-dimensional. It's creative, it's personal, it's shaped by experience, whether on stage, in a family, or inside a growing business. And what you've built at ArtSkills reflects all of that, vision, heart, and the courage to evolve. Thank you for sharing your journey with us. And to our listeners, don't underestimate the power of your unique path. Sometimes the very things that set you apart are the things that make you a trailblazer. Until next time, keep showing up, keep creating, and keep blazing your own trail. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah.